AP News, I'm Tom Brown. Leader of the South Carolina Right will speak to the nation about the recent mass shootings in this country. He's calling on Congress to act. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
He's encouraged. He's encouraged by what we're seeing on the Hill. This is the first time in a very long time that we have seen this type of bipartisanship. And he's done this before, as I mentioned. You know, he has beat the gun lobby before.
House Republicans claim a bill now before the House, which would raise the age to buy a semi-automatic to 21, codify the banning of bump stocks, eliminate large-capacity magazines and ghost guns, those made from kits without any serial numbers, is unconstitutional. Florida Matt's Gates.
My colleagues asked the question, where's the outrage? I would observe that perhaps outrage isn't the most responsible and pensive way to write a bill to address a problem.
A bipartisan Senate group is working on a compromise that's likely to be far less than what's being considered by the House. Police in Tulsa, Oklahoma say the man who shot and killed four people at a medical building blamed his surgeon for continuing pain after a recent back operation and bought an AR-style rifle only hours before opening fire. White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator Dr. Ashish Jha says it is possible kids under five could get coronavirus shots as soon as June 21st.
We know that many, many parents are eager to vaccinate their youngest kids. And it's important to do this right. And that's what this process has been all about.
Federal regulators need to authorize those shots. Shaky start turns into gains for Wall Street. S&P 500 gained 75 points, a 1.8% increase. The Dow closed up 1.3%, 435 points. While the NASDAQ composite gained 322 points, a 2.7% rise. This is AP News. A new report finds an increase in poisonings in children when it comes to the sleep aid melatonin. AP's Ed Donahue has this.
The CDC report says poison control centers received more than 52,000 calls last year about children consuming worrisome amounts of melatonin, a six-fold increase from about a decade earlier. Most of the calls were about young children accidentally getting into bottles of melatonin, some of which come in the form of gummies for kids. Melatonin is a hormone that helps control the body's sleep cycle. Experts say many people can tolerate even relatively large doses of melatonin without significant harm. The reason for the big jump in poisoning is more kids are home during the pandemic, giving them more access to melatonin. I'm Ed Donahue.
Tropical storm watch is up for Florida and Cuba as the system that battered Mexico moves east. The National Hurricane Center says what was Agatha in the Pacific is expected to become Alex as it moves to the east towards Florida. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.